with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend.
I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to Two G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina. And today we're going to introduce another new segment for you guys. And this one's going to be called Two G's on Your Shoulder. And how this is going to work is we're going to go and look at Am I the Asshole stories. And one of us is going to be
the asshole.
And one of us is going to be the not asshole. So for today's episode, we have a really good one picked out for you guys.
So this one is Am I the Asshole for getting hit on at a bar while my boyfriend was next to me and didn't do anything. So last night I was at a bar with my boyfriend and we were with a few of our friends. It was really fun at first and we kept taking shots together. Later on throughout the night, a random guy approached me and started talking. And keep in mind, my boyfriend was sitting right next to me. The guy was making basic small talk and I was giving him dry responses, waiting for him to realize my boyfriend was right next to me. But this guy wouldn't take a hint. This went on for at least a few minutes. Finally, the guy asked if he could buy me a drink. This whole time, I was waiting for my boyfriend to do something, but he was on his phone the whole time ignoring him. I pointed towards my boyfriend and he said, "That's my boyfriend." And then the guy said, "That's fine. I'll bring you right back." Again, my boyfriend still didn't say anything. I told the guy no and then pointed to one of my friends and said to hit on her because she's single. Finally, he left us alone. Right after this, my boyfriend looked at me and said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I was confused, like, what the fuck do you mean? According to him, I didn't reject him soon enough. My rebuttal was he should have said something to make him go away. Like, the boyfriend needs to step in for these situations. We're still fighting about it, and who knows when he'll get over it. Am I the asshole?
No. I think that there's a pretty clear answer here. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
And I think that she is the asshole.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that she is not the asshole.
Okay, and?
The reason why I think that she's not the asshole is because why is her boyfriend right next to her ignoring this dude? Like, I think that your natural response as a guy, especially when you go out with your girlfriend, should be, "Can you back up? Can you, like, leave my girl alone?" Because even him saying, "You should have said something sooner." No, you should have said something sooner. Because that means that you recognize that he was there and still had her talking to him.
Yeah.
You know? And it's also, like, a safety thing. Like, that's what I would think. Like, what if she rejects him and then he slaps her? Like, he punches her, right? And it was because he didn't say anything to her.
Okay.
I mean, to him.
I think that she is the asshole. And the reason why is because the first time or two, like, I definitely think her boyfriend should have stepped in. He should have said something as the man, as her boyfriend. After the first time or two, like, you expect your boyfriend to do something, to say something. But when he doesn't, you as the girlfriend at some point should be like, "Bro, back up." Like, she shouldn't have waited so long, in my opinion, to wait to say that she has a boyfriend. Because back in the day, when I was in a relationship with my boyfriend at the time, as soon as a man got anywhere near me, he's, like, looking at me, approaching me, I'm immediately like, "I have a boyfriend and he kills people." Off the rip. Like, I don't care. You don't need to even open your mouth to speak to me. But that's why I think that she's the asshole. I think that she should have made it clear early on that she has a boyfriend instead of kind of just letting him hit on her while her man sits right there. Or even this man is, like, coming up to you, this random man's trying to hit on you and your boyfriend's right there. Why aren't you looking at him crazy? Like, I'm going to start yelling at you, my man, because speak up. But I'm not going to just let this person keep hitting on me.
Okay, but even when the girl said, "Oh, I have a boyfriend," he was like, "Okay, I'll bring you right back." And that's why I feel like it should just be that the guy said something. And I'll speak from experience where sometimes you will tell a man that you have a boyfriend, but he does not respect the fact that you have a boyfriend, so he's still going to bother you.
But does your boyfriend say anything? And, like, is he with you, or is this times when you're by yourself?
Times when I'm by myself, right?
Okay, so, well, I think that's kind of different.
Okay, but hold on.
No,
give me
I'm
a
kidding.
Second. Give me a second. Okay, so if she said, "I have a boyfriend," and his response was, "Okay, I'll bring you right back," and it's like, you clearly see that there's a guy right there, that's when her boyfriend should have been like, "Can you back the fuck up? Like,
I don't disagree, but that was a couple times in. That wasn't the first time.
But that's what I'm saying is,
it should have been the first time.
It should have been the first time. Because even when he said that she's told him that he had a boyfriend, it didn't matter to him. So it was kind of just like,
that to me is proof that you as the man should have been like, this is my girl, man, like, back up. And also, like, sometimes men, not sometimes, a lot of the times, men will respect other men more than they respect women. So I think that alone should be a reason as to why the guy steps in and is like, oh, can you back up? Like, this is my girl, you know? Because even with my boyfriend, it's kind of just like, that's what I would expect out of him. It's like, if you see that there is a man that has approached me in any way, shape, or form, you need to go see why this man is approaching me. Because what if he's crazy and I reject him and he hits me?
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that I disagree that her boyfriend should have spoken up. I just feel like she should have said something sooner about having a boyfriend. Because I think even the waiting until he approached her multiple times or, like, just kept hitting on her and she's saying she gave him dry responses, she clearly wasn't into it. Tell him, like, no. Like, straight up, I have a boyfriend. Like, off the jump. Why are you entertaining him, basically, for so long?
Well, she was just chatting it up with him.
Why?
Well, she said she was giving him dry responses, hoping that he would, like, catch on. And the whole time, she's saying that her boyfriend is right next to her on his phone. You got a bad bitch right next to you. Why are you on your phone? Like, be for real.
I don't know. Like,
so it's
that's
like,
very unserious.
And also, the thing that throws me off is, why are you mad at me? Because you didn't do anything.
That's true. Because even, okay, the way that I'm picturing how it should have gone down is this guy approaches her, is clearly trying to flirt with her while her boyfriend's right there. She should have been like, no, bro, I have a boyfriend. And her boyfriend, he should have beat his ass right then and there.
100%.
Just point blank.
It's teamwork at the end of the day. It's teamwork. Because that's so ridiculous. You're on your phone and you can acknowledge that this is going on. Because that's what that tells me. The fact that he's saying you should have done something earlier on is telling me that you've been listening to this conversation, but you decided not to do anything. You decided to see, basically test your partner and see like what your partner is going to do. But it's like, I don't, like, that doesn't really make sense, because you shouldn't have to test your partner to see what the fuck they're going to do. And if you saw that dude was still there, it's like, all right, like, let's wrap it up. Let's move on to the next. And at the point that she said, oh, I have a boyfriend, and then he was like, oh, okay, well, I can bring you right back, I would have started swinging. As a man, that right there was extremely disrespectful, not just to her, but to him. So I would have started swinging just off principle.
Yeah. I almost feel like it was a typo and whatever she said, like, I'll bring it back. Or at least I'm thinking that she was saying, oh, like, I'll bring you a drink back.
He's saying that. She said, that's fine, I'll bring you right back.
What does that mean?
Like, you. He's going to take her with him and take bring her back. Right back. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's not
disrespectful.
Oh, that's not how I heard it, dude. That's crazy. No, her boyfriend is a loser then.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Because no way some guy's standing right in front of you and he says to your girl, don't worry about him, I'm going to bring you back. And he went like that.
He went like that. He does not like her.
Oh my, that poor girl. Girl, I hope you broke up with him.
I'm going to put our link under this. Here, girl, listen to this. An hour ago.
Oh my gosh. No, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so clearly in the situation, in my opinion at least, both the boyfriend and girlfriend are assholes. She should have spoken up. He should have spoken up. But just kind of on that topic, have you ever been in a situation where you're with your boyfriend and someone tries to approach you?
Well, I'll say this, that for me, when that comes to mind, like when I read this, was that there was this one time that I was at Target and my boyfriend was walking like a couple steps in front of me and I was obviously behind him. And then this guy walked past me and then he said something like, I don't remember what it was, but he said something, like, complimenting me and stuff and trying to talk to me. And then I just kept walking. And then I don't remember if he heard and, like, turned around and was like, the fuck? Where if I went up to him and I was like, did you, like, hear what he just said to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got mad and he was like, "What?" I think he was like, oh, why didn't you say something? Like, that's why you should be walking next to me.
What?
That's why you should be walking next to me. What are you talking about? So this one really resonates with me because I feel like, no. As the man in this situation, if you are out with your girlfriend, you need to be locked in with your girlfriend. Because something that I feel like men just do not understand is that shooters are going to shoot every single time. It does not matter if you are in Target, if you are at the club, if you're walking on the street. How many times have we been walking on the street and someone will say some slick shit?
Oh my gosh.
Men are going to approach girls in any way, shape, or form. So if you're out with your girl and you genuinely fuck with your girl, you need to let it be known that you're with this girl, because if not, men are going to be like giving her attention.
That's a really interesting take, because I feel like I have a very different, not like perspective, but what I've lived out is different. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think I can recall any time where I was with a guy and I've been out with him and a guy has even tried to approach me. And I honestly think it's because I like some pretty big dudes. Like, I don't know, you're kind of gonna have to,
and he's there, and that's why I'm saying you should be with your girlfriend.
Yeah, so it's very evident, and I guess it's like, if you're gonna try to mess with me, then like,
yeah, I'm clearly with somebody. And that's why, to me, it's like, you should have never been walking 5 miles ahead of me. You should have been right next to me. Don't get mad at me because you walk at 50 feet in front of me.
Yeah, but something that, I don't have a double standard here. I feel like it goes both ways, okay? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you one of my experiences on why I feel this way, okay? So, when I was in a past relationship, mm-hmm. there would be times where we would be out in public and we're very clearly together just by our body language and all of that. And girls would like try to come up to him.
Don't piss me off.
And try to like talk to him.
You're lucky you wanna be a lawyer.
But I'm like, this is so crazy to me. And his instinct isn't to like punch them in the face, you know?
And it's because men, oh my gosh.
No, he wouldn't entertain it, though, like, to be fair. It's not like it would be entertained. It was just, like, I'm clearly with this person, like, no. But at the same time, it's like, I don't understand why your immediate response isn't to, like, roundhouse kick her in the face.
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of times men just be really oblivious, because there would be sometimes that a girl is clearly being, like, she wants to, like, climb you like a tree She wants to climb you like a tree right now, and you're not picking up the cues that she's putting down, but I am. And when I start swinging, I'm crazy.
No, because like, when you sit back in the car and you have a recap of that moment, and you're like, she clearly wanted to, but how do you not see that you're adding to the problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because his first instinct should be kicking her and being like, I have a girlfriend.
If you don't tase her right now, like, I don't know, start barking, like, foaming at the mouth in rage. Why is your response kind of hee-hee-hee?
Exactly, because if the roles were reversed.
Why are you twiddling your thumbs right now, swinging your feet? I should punch you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't condone physical violence. But some things, it's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
And it's not that technically it's like you can't do that, but it's like that shouldn't be a response.
It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. It's just at the end of the day, it always comes down to the principle.
Mm. Okay, so I have another good one for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Am I the asshole for calling out my best friend's choice in men? Where to begin? She's 27, her bestie is 26, and they've been best friends since elementary school. So they basically grew up together. And she says, the guy she chose to date is concerning, and she's like a bull. If she sees a red flag, she charges headfirst into it.
I'm sorry. She's like a what? She called her a what?
She's like a bull. If she sees a red flag, she charges headfirst into it.
That's a crazy descriptor.
Insane. I try to keep my opinions to myself. Her life, her choices. But somehow I always get involved. It's either her ranting about her relationship, about her boyfriend cheating. Yeah, no shit. The guy who cheated on her twice cheated again. Or other stuff about her relationships. Help moving back after a breakup or kicking out an abusive boyfriend, etc. Her dating history includes 2 hyper-controlling and manipulative boyfriends, 2 physically abusive ones. Hmm. One of them put her in the ER with a broken nose, and I had to kick him out. She dated a 45-year-old man.
45?
When she was 22. He had a wife and a 20-year-old daughter, so I made her end things with him and forced her to go to therapy. Last year, she started dating a really good guy, we'll name him Jay, who is honestly too good for her. Oh. They've been together for 7 months, but she cheated on him with her psycho ex-boyfriend. She broke up with Jay and started dating the douchebag again. After this event, I tried to reduce contact with her. Guess what? Psycho ex-boyfriend cheated again. In her routine of crying again, she began asking me if she should contact Jay and asking for forgiveness and to take her back. When I heard this, I completely lost it. He loved her and she broke his heart. Bad. I called her a horrible person and called her out on every crappy thing she's ever done. She cried a lot and went back to her home. This was 4 hours ago. Now her friends are calling me an asshole for getting angry at her during a vulnerable time. Am I the asshole for calling her out on her crappy choice in men. To make it clear, I don't have feelings for her. Never have. And honestly, I'd rather jump into a tank filled with sharks than be with that train wreck. The only reason up with her is because I see her as a sister more than a friend and feel weirdly responsible for her. So basically, my situation is I'm a 27-year-old guy who is basically a father to a 26-year-old
girl. He's a guy?
Yeah. I didn't realize that he was a guy.
I didn't either. Oh. I feel like that really changes a lot of things.
It actually does.
In my eyes, he is very clearly the asshole.
Okay.
And the reason why I feel that way is because even though he's saying that he feels responsible for her and that's why he's still friends with her, the fact that he can sit here and say that he's going to go through all of this stuff because of her and he's going to sit here and watch her go through all of these things, instead of just not being friends with her, he injects himself into every single one of her relationships, bad or good, when he very easily could just stop being friends with her. And then to sit there and yell at her like that, like, no, you don't have to do that. She clearly is unwell. Like, very clearly she's unwell. So he's basically just adding fuel to the fire, and it would be a lot more simple, and he would be, like, a much more respectful person, in my opinion, if he just stopped being friends with her.
Well, for me, I'm going to say that he's not cool, because I think that sometimes with friends, speaking from experience, you feel responsible for the decisions that they're making, because when people are in love, they don't see the, like, actual red flags. And they'll tell you these things, and they'll kind of, like, recognize, oh, maybe that's not something that should be happening. But they don't actually, like, stop themselves from being in that situation. So it can be hard to sit there, and very frustrating, honestly, to sit here and be like, listen to this person basically digging themselves in a hole, and you cannot you can't help them because they're not going to listen to you. And at a certain point, that just becomes very mentally and emotionally draining, because you're seeing your friend put themselves back into the situation over and over again. Even if it's with a new person or the same person, it's like you're seeing your friend put themselves in a situation that you know is toxic, but no matter what you say to them, they're not going to take themselves out of that situation. And you just have to leave that situation. Should he have maybe not yelled at her and said all that shit? Maybe, you know, but you, like, he's been dealing with this with for her. Like, he says he's been friends to, they've been friends since elementary school. So it's like people with these type of habits, they have been like that their entire life.
No, they have. And that's exactly why I feel like it's better to just stop being friends with him. And I've had multiple friendships now in my young life where I've been friends with people for very long periods of time. I'm not going to disclose how long, but I've had multiple friendships where I've been friends with people for very long periods of time, and I've watched them have these self-destructive behaviors. And at a certain point, it is extremely exhausting and draining as a friend to watch them go through that, to confide in you, and to keep giving them advice or telling them, like, hey, you don't have to be with that person, or you're telling me all these messed up things that this person did to you. You recognize they're messed up and you still want to be with them. That's on you. But, like, at a certain point as a friend, I just had to remove myself from those friendships, because now you're impeding on how I'm living my life. It's no longer, no. Because I have felt very responsible for these people before, both, like, relationship-wise with their significant others and, like, academically and just their life paths in general. But at a certain point, like he said, it felt like he was a parent to his best friend, his friend. I felt the exact same way. And when I felt that way and it clicked in my mind that that's what it was like, that's when I had to stop being friends with that person. And my life has been so much better since.
But for me, it's not that easy to just decide, especially with someone that you genuinely, like, fuck with. It's not that easy to just be like, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. Because it's just that, like, you still mess with this person. It's just that the choices that they're making are not the best. And sometimes what people need to hear, how ridiculous they are and, like, how ridiculous are these situations they're in. He said he made her go to therapy, you know, and it's like she went to therapy. Clearly that didn't help. Mm. And he said that he's tried to not involve himself in the situations, but she keeps bringing her in. And it's like these type of, a lot of the times, from my experience, my personal experience, in my opinion, these type of people, it's like they're really like a leech. Like, they're just, like, kind of too dependent on you. And that's what makes it hard. And it's like, I'm sure with him dealing for it with for such, like, a long time, it's just, like, too tiring that to a certain point you just have to explode. And I'm not saying he shouldn't have stopped, like, being her friend earlier on, but I can see, like, it being very difficult to just decide I'm not going to be your friend anymore, considering that this girl is clearly in very messed up situations. Because he's saying she's getting beat on and she's like in so many different predicaments. So how do you as a friend decide, okay, my mental, it's like, it's just, it feels selfish and it just feels fucked up on your end. Because it's like, I see this person is like getting beat on or whatever the case may be, but I'm just going to stop being this person's friend. So yeah, I'm not saying don't stop being her friend and like, yeah, yell at her up or whatever. But sometimes it's just like, that's really what you have to do because people are not going to listen.
I completely agree with that mentality, but having lived through it, at a certain point, you have to say enough is enough.
And that's because, what he was doing.
But he didn't have to yell at her. And like that,
you got
to
get your point to across. To me, that's
very unnecessary because when you feel like you've been dealing with this type of behavior for years upon years upon years, and there are times where this person is doing better and you do expect more from them, really. Like, you want very good for these people. You want to help them. You want to make sure that they're doing okay, essentially. If a person has these self-destructive behaviors, they're never going to go away. And if they're dragging you into that for years, I'm not saying that I had a friend and I went through this for a couple months. I've been friends with this person, very close friends with this person, for probably like a decade at this point. So you can only fill that role for so long before you realize that you need to start putting yourself first. You need to choose your own mental, like your own mental sake and your own mental well-being over that person, because they're going to be stuck in that cycle until something happens to them that pulls them out of it. And you can't be the person that has to deal with that until that point comes, because they're their own person that they need to deal with their own stuff. Like, that's not your responsibility. So yeah, it feels kind of selfish and kind of messed up to be like, hey, I can't be your friend anymore. But at the end of the day, do you want to keep putting up with that? If he's sitting here exploding on her and he's going to stay friends with her, it's going to happen again. How good of a friendship is that to have where that's your relationship with that person?
But it's sort of, he says, like, it's like he feels like that's his sister. So it's like,
I felt like this person was my sister.
And I understand. I'm telling you, I've been in this situation too. And it's also been years of the same shit where it's like, you clearly don't know. You like attention. You don't like men. You like attention. And it does not matter if it's good attention you're getting from a man or negative attention you're getting from a man. As long as you're getting that attention, you're going to be fine with it. But sometimes it's just like, you, as much as you would like to be like, oh, I'm going to stop being that person's friend, it's very hard to just decide I'm not going to be that person's friend. And
but it's not saying, immediate. And it takes time to get to that point.
I know. And he's been at it for years.
So cut it off at some point.
But he's,
how are you
going to
say that you've essentially been at your breaking point for years? No, you aren't then. Because well, you're just as
his
bad.
His breaking point was when he cut her cycle. Out.
And he's probably going to go back to being friends with her, and that's the problem.
Maybe. Who knows? But from my personal experience, sometimes you just need to be the person to be like, you know what? Like, I'm sick and tired of this. And, I mean, I'm not going to give too much detail on this other situation, but I have a friend who was going through a lot with another person, and my friend basically had to be like, it's either you're going to be in this messy situation with that person, or we're going to be friends. And that person decided that they were no longer going to be in that situation because she would rather have that friendship. So sometimes you do just have to have these drastic measures and just, like, honestly be the asshole. Like, I'm not saying he's not an asshole, but sometimes you have to be the asshole because people don't see how ridiculous they look and, like, the things that they're doing are so crazy. And then after this point, if you're the asshole and they take it as a negative thing or a positive thing, that you did your best. And then now you can move on and, like, whatever. But for this dude specifically, it's kind of just like, what more can he do if he's already taking her to therapy? He's already helped her throughout her breakups, and he's saying he's trying not to get involved, but then she always, like, gets him involved in it. It's like, even if he tried to stop being her friend, because they've been friends for so long and he feels so, like, closely to her and stuff, it's hard to just drop somebody.
Obviously, it's hard. Friendship breakups are arguably a lot worse than a romantic breakup. It's not that it's not hard or that it's easy to do, but at a certain point, it needs to be done because you're in the same cycle with that person. There is no growth. There is no change. There is no detour off of the path that this person has been on for years and years and years. So the friendship in itself does not seem beneficial to him or her. Like, that doesn't
well,
make sense
to her
me
because
to stay
she was
in that
helping
friendship.
Him. He was helping her.
Not really.
He was. If he's saying that he was there for all her rants and he was there to help her move in and out and basically her support system,
when he's going through these relationships, when she's going through these relationships. And he said that the 45-year-old guy, he made her break up with him. It's like he clearly has a very significant role in her, like, relationship.
Because they're clearly in troubles. That's actually what the problem is. He's too involved.
Because, right. And then that's also, like, that I will say, it's like, in these situations, that's why it's like, with relationships, tell people your business, yes, but don't be too invested. Don't have them be too invested in your business, because it really does take a toll on that person. If you're gonna sit here and be with an ancient man, like man or an ancient woman, do that. Do by all means, do what you feel is right, but don't pull your friends into it, because it's so annoying, and the relationship between you and your friend does get ruined. Mm-hmm. Because at least own up to it, like. Hold yourself accountable for, yes, I recognize that this man ain't shit, but I that's my bookie. Like, that's my man. And that's perfectly fine, because I can respect that. Like, I can respect if you're sitting here and you're telling me, like, you know what, Graciela? I hear you. I see you. But I don't give a fuck about what you got to say, because that's my man at the end of the day. And if he hits me up right now and he is like, I'm outside, I'm going in that car with him. Like, because don't make me waste my breath trying to tell you, like, oh... you know, girl, man, at the birthday dinner, I'm sitting next to him. We right next to each other at the birthday dinner. Like, don't piss me off.
Sick.
So that's really where my frustration comes in. Hearing one of my friends complain about a man, and then I put my heart and soul
into hating
on this man, and then I'm in a close friends, or I'm in the location, and I'm like, what's going on here? So own up to it. That's all I ask. Own up to it. Because then when people start yelling at you and cussing you out, they're wrong. They're the crazy person. They're already asking them if he's the asshole. And no, Buki, you're not the asshole. You've just been going through it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Any of these friends that you've experienced these friendships with, these types of abusive relationship cycles, are you still friends with them?
No.
I rest my case.
Okay, but no, because I did not stop being friends with this person, or, yeah, this specific person, over her and a man. It was simply because our relationship was just no longer good. And that's fine, too. I don't disagree with you no longer being friends with this person. But all I'm saying is, he's not the asshole for reacting the way that he was. Sure, he could have stopped being friends with her earlier on. But sometimes you just get to a breaking point. And if that was his breaking point, then he needed to do what he needed to do. And that's just it.
No, I think he is the asshole. Because if you're going to sit there and go like that and listen to these issues and just be that person for her, then you need to sit there and keep that same energy. If you don't want to hear it, if you're going to blow up at her, blow up and stop being friends. That's how I see it. There's no point in continuing the cycle.
And I hope he does.
Pray for him.
Yeah, no, I'm going to put this podcast under the... under the Reddit post,
yeah,
and be like, go ahead and listen, Buki. Go ahead and listen. Don't let me find out you're still friends with her.
Keep what resonates. Yo, but
all right, let us know if you liked this segment,
yeah.
And follow us on Instagram,
TikTok.
Oh, make TikTok sure you're for sure.
Keeping up with all our episodes. Go ahead and watch any ones you haven't watched already and fill out the Google form.
Yep. And for the bitch that put a thumbs down in our Google form, fuck you too, bitch. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo.